அனுவாதம். At the time of death, the king saw that the deer was sitting by his side, exactly like his own son, and was lamenting his death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of the deer, and consequently, like those bereft of Krishna consciousness, he left the world, the deer, and his material body, acquired the body of a deer. However, there was one advantage. Although he lost his human body and received the body of a deer, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. Repeat. At the time of death, the king saw that the deer was sitting by his side, exactly like his own son, and was lamenting his death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of the deer, and consequently, like those bereft of Krishna consciousness, he left the world, the deer, and his material body, and acquired the body of a deer. However, there was one advantage. Although he lost his human body and received the body of a deer, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. There was a difference between Maharaj Bharat acquiring a deer body and others acquiring different bodies according to their mental condition at the time of death. After death, others forget everything that has happened in their past life. But Bharat Maharaj did not forget. According to Bhagavad Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam yadantante kalevaram tantamayveti kaunteya tadatat bhava bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Gita, 8th chapter, text 6. After quitting his body, a person gets another body according to his mental condition at the time of death. At death, a person always thinks of the subject matter in which he has been engrossed during his life. According to this law, because Bharat Maharaj was always thinking of the deer and forgetting his worship of the Supreme Lord, he acquired the body of a deer. However, due to having been elevated to the topmost platform of devotional service, he did not forget the incidents of his past life. The special benediction saved him from further degradation. Due to his past activities in devotional service, he became determined to finish his devotional service even in the body of a deer. It is therefore said in this verse, Mrutam, although he had died, Anu, afterwards, Na, Mruta, Jananusmutir, Itarvat. He did not forget the incidents of his past life, as others forget them. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Karma Ninidhati Kintita Bhakti Bhajam. It is proved herein that due to the grace of the Supreme Lord, a devotee is never vanquished. Due to his willful neglect of devotional service, a devotee may be punished for a short time. He again revives his devotional service and returns back home, back to Godhead. Om Jnana Tivirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshuru Milikam Yena Tattaya Shri Garave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूप पदामयवादि स्वापदा जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर स्वातादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सम भक्त महाराज वॉज वेरी अटैच्ड टू द डीन एंड वॉज कंप्लीटली एब्जॉर्ब इन द थॉट्स ऑफ द डीन neglected his spiritual sadhana. The result was that at the time of death, very fond of thinking about the day. According to this passage, was the deer there at the time of death? Sitting next to his body. At the time of death, the king saw that the deer was sitting by his side, exactly like his own son, and was lamenting his death. Actually, the mind of the king was absorbed in the body of the deer. So the deer was there or not? It means when a person is dying, the thoughts will go back to his cherished object. Suppose I have kept some lot of money in the safe deposit vault. The safe deposit vault is in the bank, whereas I am dying here in the hospital or in the house. But because I am very attached to my wealth that was put in the safe deposit, your mind will go back, my money in that safe deposit vault. So many people are surrounding you and you are completely away from that bank place, but the mind immediately goes to the place. So this is called what you are attached to, what you meditate upon, and your strong attachments are. That's why in the dream, it's my personal experience. Because I spent 26 years with family members and parents. Still, after 35 years of leaving the home, many times the dreams see my father and talking something to him. He's dead and gone, and it's 35 years. Still in the dreams, these are childhood impressions. The childhood impressions die hard. Childhood impressions, they stay with you. So all these things become that you may not like the way your mother is living now. She's not a devotee. But in your childhood you are attached to your mother and you had many actions. Motherly dealings. And then because generally, the strong impressions they stay. So a devotee becomes really disturbed. What? I left my home 35 years ago. I am practicing bhakti. What is this? Father, mother, brothers coming to me. What is this? Once again, huh? You get in your dreams. Right now, you may not be attached to your father and mother, but in the dreams, your childhood, this, that, died, this, at the time of death, maybe these things may come to my mind. Maybe, like, we are, spend so much time for doing this sadhana, and unconscious or subconscious, and when you are little out of focus, your mind will go back to many things. Very risky. Similarly, in this lifetime, like you may not have the experience of sex life, family, children, but the interests, because we have lived a life like that many, many times. But these thoughts, if I were to be a grihastha, I would have handled my wife like this. If I had children, I would have dealt with him like this. All silly thoughts. Right now you are in Krishna, but we lived many times like that. So like whenever I go to somebody's house, he is dealing with his children or his wife like that. Why is he dealing like that? What do I have to do? But because you are also in that life for many, many births. So naturally you have your opinions, you have your impressions, and you unnecessarily take your thought energies there. So it is very chapala, very fickle. It gets all kinds of thoughts. So we should think that we are devotees to any extent. Because to become a devotee, first you have to attain steadiness of mind, not steadiness of body. Now, we may have steadiness of body. Oh, I, 4:30 I attended Mangalarti, 7:30 I attended, I chanted my own. Steadiness of body. But is your mind wandering or not wandering? It's not easy. Mind wanders. Similarly, certain incidents in life which you have seen, they stay in your mind. Say you have seen some train accident. So everybody is afraid of the accident or death, things like that. So whenever there is always risk for the body, so immediately the thought, oh, many years ago I saw wells on it. So it takes a long time. It takes a long, long time. Krishna talks about many, many births. Aneka janma santidhyu tato yati parangati purva vyasena teneva hireto yosabhita. He talks about how an unsuccessful yogi he again becomes determined to make himself Krishna conscious. So strong things there. Everybody is very, very body conscious. Even after becoming devotees, they are very conscious of their body. They need some attention. Once you have the body, you should take care of it. But matter of body consciousness is not easy. Everybody feels very happy when he is appreciated. All smiles when you are appreciated. When you are criticized, you don't like it. Once a devotee, then you see everything. How to utilize every situation to my spiritual advancement. When you are glorified, when you are appreciated, complimented, then immediately, if an advanced person, you don't feel blissful. But he said, by Krishna's mercy, because you are Krishna conscious, you don't think, I am capable. In the slokas you read, Sadhyake Paurisham Rishud, I am the ability in man. So whenever you have some ability and you do something, and somebody appreciates, okay, you play a nice role. You play a nice talent. But if you understand that we are nothing, everything is provided by Krishna. So when somebody appreciates you, Krishna has given me some ability like this. So you don't feel any elation or euphoria. Or you don't enjoy self-aggrandizement. So when you are criticized, for a devotee, you like it very much. Yeah, he has only found one weakness in me. He has only found one fault in me. But I have 100,000 faults. But because he is kind, or he has not seen all those faults. If anybody really reads your mind, then immediately you feel very ashamed. If people don't read your mind, I'm just bhakti. Our mind, every minute, it wanders here and there. So Jadavara, if past life impressions you are unable to cure, what about the impressions of this life? Very difficult. Past life, body, dead, gone, and that you are separated from the circumstances, still they are coming to your mind. And what about this life, our association, our attachments, our enjoyments, our interests, and so on? A joke to become a devotee. So one time Prabhupada, he was in Juhu, Radharaswari temple. He was almost like 82 years. And he was doing Dandavat Pranam to the deities. He was very, very respectfully, very intense prayer like. There were some teardrops rolling from his cheeks. So devotees, they were wondering. Prabhupada is such a spontaneous, natural devotee. What is he praying? So, they want to know. A disciple can ask the Guru Maharaj any question. The doubt should not be there. You can ask questions. Like any questions that you have to ask in secret. Kadir is going to cover up. Nobody should know my weaknesses. No, everybody has different shortfalls. We are egoistic. We are conscious. Only the nice things, nice questions we want to ask. But our really bad questions about ourselves. You want to know or separate and ask. The teachers thought that we are very fat, false ego. But he wanted, why Prabhupada, you know, he has made the world Krishna conscious. He has written such literature on Krishna. He has built so many temples. He has really empowered personality. Why Prabhupada is so humble? You're crying as a difficulty. So, one devotee, when he asked Prabhupada, we are watching you, when you are offering your pranams, like, whenever some dirty thought is not leaving us, we are not able to get it off. You go to, please Krishna, please. Very pushing you. Push you out of Krishna consciousness. The thoughts that are pushing you, and they push you to the extent that you may get out of the mission. Because they are a violation to the principles of Krishna consciousness. A devotee really becomes very discouraged. You stay in the movement for 10 years, 15 years, but nonsense thoughts, they come. And you become very, because our sadhana may not be sincere, and our association may not be good, and committing many offenses. Because we are not careful, just every day. Spiritual life means very polite with everybody, very respectful to everybody, and very forgiving to others. That's why it said, remaining humble like a blade of grass. But everybody, they want to be independent. That is our disease. We don't want to get closer to the authorities. We don't want to be friendly with our juniors. If you are an advanced devotee, you always want to associate with senior devotees before them. And you are very friendly to your juniors. You don't want to make a profile and be available so that they can be able to learn from you. But generally, if I am available so easily, I become cheap before them. So I should maintain a... This is out of false ego. But devotees who are trying to advance in Krishna consciousness, they always take Krishna conscious decisions. They try to cut down their ego. People don't want to open up their... That's why Rupa Goswami says, Dadati Pratigrunati Bhumte Vajayacheva Guhyamakya Krishati Shadvidam Priti Lakshana. If you are in the company of devotees and you don't develop good relations, like a stranger, eat your food, do your seva, sit in the rooms, that will not go for long, because bhakti is not such a... I am chanting everything, always devotees. We talk about associating with the guru, associating with senior Vaishnavas, associating with other devotees. So, Prabhupada repeatedly told, don't stay away from association of devotees. Only when you cannot surrender, then you make this kind of activities. If you are a simple person, unless you are approachable, you are accessible, and that way you develop relations. So understand, whenever you are not having relations with the devotees in the temple, you are isolated, that means it's not going to go on for long. Go along together. So, unless there is strong relation among the devotees, where you are going to stay? Where are your thoughts? Where are your attachments? You are staying for 10 years here, 5 years here, but no strong relation with anyone. So what will you do? Personalist. Or we are like an egoistic person. We don't want to open our life to others. Prabhupada, he put his life, he said open door policy. Prabhupada said, open door policy. Indians are generally open door, and sadhu is more open door. Because he has nothing to, no separate. So I am devoted to Krishna. I don't have any, my personal or secret things. Then anybody can walk in any time and see. Yeah, if you are devoted to Krishna, what is there to put something secret? This time, he approached Prabhupada, the devotee. Then Prabhupada, we saw you in the morning, there were tears in your eyes, and you're so, as though you're undergoing your any health, because you don't know what you're doing. Is it that you have some serious health, any big threat to our movement and things like that? So, there is no threat from outside to Krishna consciousness. So one can destroy this Krishna conscious movement. There is Krishna's movement. Who is stronger than Krishna? Nobody. But the devotees, they fight among themselves. The devotees don't cooperate. They commit offense against one another. The result is that we ourselves will destroy the mission. We ourselves will destroy this mission. So, and Prabhupada explained why you are praying like that. He said, I am praying fervently to Radharani so that I may not fall down from my devotional platform. What? They were shocked. Prabhupada is so aged, and Prabhupada is so learned, and Prabhupada is so qualified, and Prabhupada is so empowered, still is saying. That means it is humility. Is the ornament of a devotee. As long as we remain humble, there is no risk for our fall down in the spiritual life. The moment our humility is compromised, see, all anarthas. That's why it is put as the last thing by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and also our scriptures. They say, anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya vajanam avasishya rakshivo. There are like six steps of surrender. Finally, atmanikshepa karpanya. Rupa Goswami, he mentions, our devotional service starts with anukulasya sankalpa. Pratikulyasya vivarjanam. When somebody wants to become a devotee, he wants to add those things into his life that will increase his bhakti. Anukula. Getting up in the morning, reading scriptures, serving the devotees, doing this all right. So he will become strong. Like it is said, a person daily takes his food, and he remains healthy and surely anukulasa. Whatever can strengthen our devotion, we daily take them. You understand? If I am doing this thing, I remain strong in my bhakti. Anukulasa vivarjanam. Whatever the negative things are there, you have to eliminate them. Just like the example is given, like you maintain a small plant. Not only that, we will give it some manure, fertilizer, not only that you water it, you fence it, but you also take away the weeds. You take away the weeds, unnecessary things. So this is called pratikulya sevayana. Avasishyabhi rakshivu. There is a faith that Krishna will surely protect me. And then Krishna will certainly maintain me. Then you feel like giving your everything to Krishna. Atma nikshepa. Ten limbs of devotional service. Atma samarpana. Atma samarpana. Everything. All body, minds and words. You give to Krishna. And Atpanya. A devotee never thinks I am an advanced devotee. He never thinks he is a small time devotee. It's not all our business. He is a big devotee, he is a small devotee. I am better than him. Always Karpanya means humble. See, you don't evaluate anybody. Don't judge others. You don't know what exactly they are in their consciousness. Business is how to serve everybody, how to assist everybody, how to forgive. When somebody insults us, we don't mind. I have so many bad things. So by Krishna's mercy, a little token, chastisement. If you think we are a very advanced devotee, why is he chastising? Why is he? But if you are a humble man, I have many other defects. So Krishna is making me humble. So the devotees were very surprised. So Prabhupada said, so that I may not fall down. That is Prabhupada is saying, that as long as Krishna protects you, your bhakti, it's not a, you are a big time devotee, you are not, you will not fall down in life. Nothing like that. If Krishna protects you, you have taste in the holy name, you have taste in bhakti. By yourself or by your insincerity, you may be 35 years, 40 years. One major Vaishnava aparad, finish. If you are not careful, you may dare comment on senior Vaishnava this and that. We don't understand them. We don't know them so closely. We are not associated with them. But because our mind is always mystical. How to find fault in others so that I think I am all right. I am all right, no one is all right. Is that all right? Not at all. I am not all right, everyone is all right. I am not all right, no one is also all right. I am all right, everyone is all right. But it's a good thing to stay in devotional service. I am not all right, everyone is all right. I am not all right, everyone is all right. Those people are very safe in bhakti. I have many things to learn, I have many defects in me. My business is to how to serve everybody and gain the mercy of devotees. Krishna doesn't shower his mercy directly on you. It comes through the devotees all the time. So we don't know which devotee when he becomes pleasing and Krishna becomes pleasing. But more than sadhana, that's it. Rupa Goswami says, the neophyte is interested in the deity. Simply like that, being all right. But devotee, he cannot recognize who are sincere devotees, who are not sincere devotees, who are offensive people, who are innocent people. He cannot recognize. Because he is not careful himself. So a neophyte devotee is only interested in this, so I am doing this all right. But there is only a beginning of spiritual life. One time, Prabhupada was in place, in some place. The temple was far away. And Prabhupada was put up in some bungalow. hospital in Sambangala. Everybody is worried about Mangala Arati, this, that, saga. The Guru Maharaj is here, he is coming, he is a Jagat Guru, he comes only occasionally. And then I got in Mangala Arati and then when will you take the association of Guru Maharaj? These are very sentimental guys. Whenever senior Vaishnavas come, we should be around to take their association. You learn something good from any senior devotee, and that will protect you. But you are not bothered about seniors coming and interesting bhakti. Anyway, so, at least when a devotee comes to second stage, Madhyamadhikari, he is more worried than sadhana. He is more worried about how he is behaving with other devotees. How he is very careful. You should never neglect the devotees. If you are a good devotee, you want to attend to them. Any devotee, because they are chanting Hare Krishna. You are immediately, okay. By doing that, you are hurting a devotee. So, advance in bhakti, your advancement is known by how you could nicely have meaningful relations. People who are less than you, they want to learn from you. People who are more than you want to serve them, you want to take association from them, and then you also want to develop your bhakti. People who are equals, nicely, you want to appreciate them so that you don't have clash of this irsha, envy. So two devotees, they should not, you appreciate the other man, immediately you will also appreciate him. So there is no room for any jealousy or any things like that. One time, one lady came to, a lady disciple, like this age of people, this age. She came to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, I want to ask you something. Okay. But she was not asking. I want to ask you. Okay, go ahead. She was not asking. Ask. He said, you want to, I want to ask you privately. In spiritual life, there is nothing like private. And he said, I am not supposed to give consultation in private. Even devotees, they don't understand. Like we deal with many ladies and all that. They want to be very personal, private. It's all not good. Everything should be, you know, separately, letters, or sending SMS. This is not everybody. We discuss that. Where there is nothing like great things. There is Maya and there is Bhakti. And everybody knows what is Maya and we are supposed to know what is Bhakti. So we should not think it is not good that I admit my fallacy or weakness and like that. So here, Bharata Maharaj neglected his sadhana, he had no association, he was in the forest, and the result was that his attachment to deer became fixed. And not understand what is happening. That's why devotee association is very important. And, so we think we are advanced devotee. But when others are there, we become intolerant, we become non-cooperative, and you are exposed. You are not an advanced devotee. If you are an advanced devotee, you want to cooperate, you want to adjust and make some. Alone you are thinking, my son is very good, I'm getting back 4:30, daily I'm chanting good rounds for 7. Put in the devotee, then immediately it is exposed. That he cannot cooperate with devotees, and you cannot adjust with other devotees, then what is your bhakti? Simply alone doing things. Nirjanera ghare. Vaishnava. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj. So, alone everybody thinks, I am nice. But when you are in a group of devotees, then you know how you are able to get along. So from Jarth Maharaj, from Bharat Maharaj's life, you can realize how it is important to, on a day-to-day basis, how to maintain your sadhana. And however advanced you may be, we all need association. So Prabhupada said, don't at any time leave the movement. Always stay in the association. There are problems or there are difficulties still. So that will make you mature. When there are problems and difficulties, you just can't do your own I'll just go and do my own things. And you don't know what mistakes you are doing and what advancement you have, because there is nothing to checks and balance are not there. So that's why we should not think we are advancing. One time Prabhupada told that some senior devotees are not coming for Mangalarti. So they think we are planning about preaching and all that. Prabhupada said, if you are an advanced devotee, you should set an example, number one. Number two, if you are an advanced devotee, you get strength from Mangalarti. So you don't want to miss Mangalarti. Because you are callous, you are thinking, oh, Mangalarti, that's a daily business. Let's plan what we have to do this and that. Without foundation, they don't go that far. Plans without foundation crash. So this is called taking our sadhana lightly. Nobody is very before the beginning of the day, he just wants to experience the joy of bhakti, so that rest of the day he remains. But don't think you are so advanced that you can neglect your Mangalarti and things like that. Because of this, in ISKCON, so many senior people, they fell down. And then now they made a rule that whether it is GBC or ABC, everybody has to be in Mangalarti. If you're not coming, and watch out, life in such a way that basic temple programs you should not miss. Don't give it. Things like that. So Bharat Maharaj, that he has not become recipient of God's name. Generally we all forget. In our next birth, I don't know what I was in my past life. You can have an idea. Everybody, if you look into your mind, maybe I may be dog in my previous life. Maybe I was something like it. When you study your nature, then you will have an idea whether I was an animal or I was something else in my previous life. Yeah. And your daily ideas are very strong. That means you are not advanced personality in your past life. If you are an advanced person, your body will not trouble you so much. You already said, you have come to a mode of goodness. So your senses agitate you so much. If our mind and senses are agitating easily, that means we did not have a good birth in our past life. So now we are only in samsara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Sankirtan.